We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We were talking about this earlier, off the air, I think. I don't know if we did it on the air. And that's the amount of fake information that, what I guess you would call fake news, that's out there.
Right. And the thing is that with competing narratives, we don't know what's true. And as a journalist, when I say to you, and I sit here, my whole life is information, I am obsessed with information. And there are many items where I just don't know what's true or not. Now, we've been lied to for our whole lives by governments and what have you.
Yeah.
And there's been bias in the media forever. But it's more difficult than ever to know what's actually the truth.
So here to kind of deal with that topic, that's an easy one, isn't it, Rich? Rich Handley is with us. We haven't had you on in a while. It's good to have you here from Quinnipiac University. He's training the Minds of Tomorrow. By the way, what's going on? Do you have virtual classes or what are you doing, Rich?
Good morning, Ray. Good morning, Brian. Thanks for having me. We are, I am teaching remotely, and Quinnipiac, is giving faculty the option whether to go remotely or go on campus in a hybrid model. I just decided to do one or the other, and the one I selected was remote, the remote delivery system, because my classes, writing classes, are, fit into that ecosystem. They fit into that sort of delivery venue. So it's worked out well. I miss the campus, though. I miss going to campus and the interactions with students, faculty, and colleagues and staff.
Well, so, Brian was talking about this, and it's like, is it different? In other words, I remember when I was a kid growing up in Kansas City, you'd have to go downtown, pick up a copy of the New York Times. The Wall Street Journal had a regional publication place. But, I mean, to get different sources of information, you still were kind of limited. Now it seems... First of all, let me ask you this, Rich. If you go back into the 20s and the 30s, papers were kind of partisan anyway, were they not?
Yes, indeed. And they were very much partisan. Note, I mean, even in Connecticut, we have a paper called The Republican American in Waterbury, which pretty much says it's political partisanship in its masthead.
You know, it's funny. I did a ton of research for my master's thesis on the American West, and the copper barons used to buy papers. And they used to put in whatever they wanted in the papers.
It was their newsletter.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of as old as America. But having said that, talk a little bit about this study and what it said about Facebook and the issue of misinformation.
The study by the German Marshall Fund, which is a nonpartisan think tank that was funded by Germany as a gift to the United States, found that the number of partisan websites or manipulative websites or fake news websites is exponentially greater than it was in 2016. And that's because it's easy to pick up on easy to develop a website. And it's easy to send that website's fake content through social media because people will like, share, and otherwise engage in it. And it worked. And it continues to work, and that you have a salacious headline about a candidate, either party, posted on social media, posted on Facebook. Folks are going to like or share it based on their partisan leanings. And that has reached epidemic proportions, as they say, with a coronavirus. It's an infodemic. It's obliterating pretty much any sort of nonpartisan news or traditional news presence on Facebook, and it's quite dangerous and damaging to democracy because it contaminates the discussion, it contaminates the debate, and it's not one side or the other; it's both, left-leaning, right-leaning, and it's quite frankly out of control. Facebook is seeking to dampen it, but it's the world moves too fast even for Facebook in this area.
Well, and you know, you mentioned the coronavirus, which I think is apt that you did, because depending on what your pre-existing conditions are, so to speak, or beliefs, you know, if it says, okay, you shouldn't lock down, then I'm going, yeah, okay, I'm with you. If they say, oh, you should lock down, and maybe even more like Boris Johnson's doing in England, yeah, you ought to do that if you believe in that. It's really been, as is everything now, politicized.
Absolutely, Ray. And what Facebook does is amplify that politicalization by its algorithms. I mean, both Facebook and Twitter are run by their algorithms. And these algorithms tend to reward engagement. So what they do is they give you content that you've, or the type of content you've already liked or shared, into your news feed. And that means you'll like and share that. So it becomes amplified, you know, well beyond its actual popularity, because it's hitting people who already believe in this stuff, as you referenced. And it's all because of the algorithms. It's actually worse on YouTube, because YouTube, which is owned by Google, is trailing Facebook and other social media apps,
right,
you know, and trying to manipulate their algorithm to be not so manipulative, to be not so apt to promote divisive content. But divisive content plays on social media.
Yeah. We're talking with Rich Hanley, journalism professor at Quinnipiac University. And, you know, it is so true, because I don't use Facebook for my news. So
no.
I don't get this stuff in my feed, whereas Twitter is the opposite for me. And I wanted to ask you, because you talked a little bit about the low barrier of entry, how, you know, and we talked about this earlier, if you can press publish, you can be some sort of conduit of information. How do you, Rich Hanley, how do you consume, and how do you try to figure out what's true and what's not with what you consume?
I have a simple test, and that is whether the news site posts corrections or not. Fox News posts corrections.
Yep.
It updates stories when more information is made available. That means you could more or less trust it. The New York Times does the same. If it doesn't post corrections, then it's not to be trusted. If the headlines or if it seems to be more clickbaity than legitimate, you avoid it. That sort of thing. You know, we are drawn to clickbait type headers.
Sure.
You know, about candidates. This candidate said that. This candidate did this. But then you click on it, and the site just doesn't seem to be organized as well as a professional news site.
Yeah.
It may have a URL or internet address that seems legit, but it isn't. So it takes some discretion. It takes a bit of critical analysis to determine whether a site is legit or not. But, you know, on social media, it's all impulse driven. Most folks don't do what I do or you guys do. They'll just click on it. They'll engage with it. And most importantly of all, they'll share it to amplify the message.
And believe it. Right.
Well, okay. Hey, Rich, we'll talk again. And I think last time, one of the times we talked before, you were saying, you know, television advertising doesn't necessarily work anymore. You know, you buy the entire newscast, doesn't matter. Nobody's watching except us old guys.
That's, it's
I'm not watching.
Social media is where the news action is today, for sure.
Thank you, mister.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Ray. It's good speaking with you.
Talk to you later. That's Rich Hanley, who's melding the minds of tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.